الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. الله سبحانه وتعالى says:
إن الله اصطفى آدم ونوحا وآل إبراهيم وآل عمران على العالمين ذرية بعضها من بعض والله سميع عليم.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah chose Adam, Nuh, the family of Ibrahim, and the family of Imran above al-alameen. Offspring one of the other, and Allah is all here, all knower. Adam was chosen. Istifa. Istifa means chose. So Adam is chosen. And Nuh. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-Ibrahim and Al-Imran. With Adam and Nuh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned their names alone. Adam and Nuh. Inna Allah astafa Adama wa Nuhan. Allah has chosen Adam and Nuh. But with Ibrahim and Imran, Allah said, Al-Ibrahim and Al-Imran. And Al means the family. So Adam was chosen, Nuh was chosen, and then Ibrahim and his family were chosen, and Imran and his family were chosen. ذُرِّيَّةً بَعْضُهَا مِنْ بَعْضٍ. They are offspring of one another, because Al-Imran are from the descendants of Ibrahim. And Ibrahim is from the descendants of Nuh, and Nuh is from the descendants of Adam. These are the chosen ones of the world. But then the chosen out of all humanity and all of the creation is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Ibrahim and Al-Imran. And Al-Ibrahim includes the ones who believed in the message of truth. Because we know that part of the family of Ibrahim are al-Yahud. But they are not included in this, because as soon as there is kufr, then the ties of relationship are cut. So they are not part of the Al of Ibrahim anymore. And that's why Al al-Bayt does not include within them Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab is not considered from Al al-Bayt. Al al-Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the ones who believed in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his family. But the ones who did not believe, they're not included in Al-Bayt. And the same thing with Nuh, when he said, this is my son. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, he's not from your family. He's not part of your relatives to start with. إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ. Because he's an unrighteous deed. Al-Imran are from the descendants of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Al-Imran are the family of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And that's the family of Zakariya alayhi salam, and the family of Yahya alayhi salam. They are from the family, the household of Al-Imran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَتْ إِمْرَأَةُ عِمْرَانِ رَبِّ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي. This righteous woman, the wife of Imran. Imran is the name of the father. He's the head of this household. His name is Imran. His wife said, O Allah, I vowed to you what is in my womb. نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي. And nadr is a promise and a vow that you give. Imrat Imran, she gave a vow, a promise, that what is in her womb, she was pregnant, is for Allah. Specifically, that means that this child will serve in the masjid. Which masjid? Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. In that time, they used to have men who were devoted to khidmat al-masjid. They were devoted to the serving of the masjid. The ones who would fill this job were men. They didn't allow women to take this job. It was for men. And they would live their entire life in the masjid and serve in the masjid. So Imrat Imran said, O Allah, I'm vowing my child to you, to the khidmah of al-masjid. And I think these ayat that deal with the parents and children, we need to reflect on them. We're not going to spend a lot of time doing this reflection now, but take this as a pointer and a tip when you're reading through the ayat of Quran, when you see the relations between the parents and the children within the righteous families, try to think about it and reflect and contemplate. Over here, Imrat Imran is vowing her child to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to serve in the masjid. Imrat Imran, she was not thinking in terms of dunya at all. She wanted her child to go to the service in the Masjid Al-Aqsa. Not for a certain time and then come back to her and generate money. For the whole life. She wants her son, because this service is for men. She wanted her son to go in the masjid and serve in the masjid. I think we should learn from the ones whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen. These are the ones whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given istifa. And they should be the role models for us. We need to take care of the religious matters of our children more than the dunya matters, because the one who is giving them rizq is Allah, not us. We are not the ones who are giving them rizq. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ. In two ayat. One ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we give you rizq and we give them rizq. And another ayah Allah says, we give them rizq and we give you rizq. One time they were mentioned before us and one time we were mentioned before them. In all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is giving rizq. Allah is the one who created every human being, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created with the human being its rizq. We are not the ones who are providing for them. Therefore, we need to pay attention to the religious matters of our children, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةِ. Save yourselves and your families from hellfire. Save yourselves and your families from hellfire. Now, it didn't say save them from hunger, even though we should. So Imrat Imran was devoting her child to the serving of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Masjid al-Aqsa. And then she said, Muharrara. نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطْنِي مُحَرَّرًا. Free from all worldly work. If we just take the word muharrar, it means free. Freedom. This word, freedom, has been used by every revolutionary group in the world. Everyone is seeking freedom. Every movement of revolution comes under the banner of freedom. Freedom is a quality that every human being is striving to get. And over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the definition of this istilah, the definition of this word. What is freedom? Because we all want freedom. So what's the meaning of this word? What's the definition of freedom? And we get the definition from the mouth of the wife of Imran. When she said that her child is going to be the servant of Allah in the masjid of Allah, when her son is going into servitude, ubudiyyah, to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she said that is tahrir, that is the freedom for my child. Because if you are not a slave of Allah, you're going to be a slave of something else. If you're not a servant of Allah, you're going to serve something else. If you don't serve Allah, you're going to serve money, you're going to serve your desires, you might serve a king or a human being. The only way that you could be free, the only way that you could be free is when you devote yourself in sincerity and you serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the only way you could be free. And that's why Rabi'i ibn Amr, when he went to meet with the Persian commander, and the Persian commander said, what did you come here for? Because the Persian commander knows the Arab people before Islam. The Arab people before Islam were disunited tribes, hungry, poor, and they were so poor they would eat the skin of dead animals. They would eat dead animals, but they would also sometimes eat the skin. And that was the stereotype that the Persian Empire had, about the Arabs of Arabia. تَأْكُلُونَ جُلُودَ الْمَيْتَ. You're so poor that you eat the skin of dead animals. What are you doing here in the Persian Empire? This is too advanced for you to come in. What are you doing here? And then he told him, if you came here because you need money, I'll give every one of you a certain amount of money, and then I'll give your Amir double. Go back to your land. Rabi'i ibn Amr said, ابتعثنا الله لنخرج العباد من عبادة العباد إلى عبادة رب العباد ومن ضيق الدنيا إلى سعة الدنيا والآخرة ومن جور الأديان إلى سعة الإسلام. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us so that we can deliver the creation of Allah from being slaves of each other to being the slaves of Allah. And from the narrowness of this world to the vastness of this world and the hereafter. And from the oppression of other religions to the justice of Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us to free you from serving each other to serving Allah. Because you're not serving Allah, therefore you're serving each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us to free you from this so that you could serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stop serving one another. And this is the message of Islam. To free the human being so that the human being can be mukhlasan lillahi azza wa jal. Pure for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي أَوَ اللَّهِ accept from me. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ O Allah, you are verily the all-hearer and the all-knower.
فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى
When she delivered her child, she said, Oh my Lord, I have given birth to a female child. Mrat Imran, she had a female child. And females were not traditionally allowed to serve in the masjid. It was only for men. So she said, Oh Allah, I delivered a female. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu a'lam bima wada'at. Allah knows better what she delivered. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى And the male is not like the female. What does this mean? وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى Imrat Imran, she wanted to have a son, a male, so the male could serve in the masjid. When she was not given a son and was given a daughter, she was upset. And then she said, Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have delivered a female. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah knows best what you delivered, and the male is not like the female. This means that whatever male you would have delivered, that male would not be better than the female that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Because the female that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you is the best of Nisa al-Alameen. She doesn't know. Allahu a'lam bima wada'at. Allah knows better. All what she knows, Imrat Imran, all what she knows is that she delivered a female. But Allahu a'lam bima wada'at, Allah knows who this female is. And this female is Maryam alayhi salam. Allahu a'lam bima wada'at. Allah knows best what she delivered. وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى The male will never be like the female. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a blessing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the best woman that will ever live on the face of the earth, and that is Sayyidatina Maryam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, خَيْرُ نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ أَرْبَعَ The best of the women of the world are four. Maryam and Asiya and Khadija and Fatima bint Muhammad. These are the best four. And the best of them all was Maryam ibn Imran alayhi salam. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمْ She named the child Maryam. That's the name she chose for the child, Maryam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, every child who is born is stabbed by shaitan. Whenever a child is born, what's the first thing that the child does when the child is born? Cry. The first thing they do, they cry. They come out, yastahillu sarikhan. They come out, cry. Why do they cry? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in this hadith is in Muslim that Shaitan stabs every child. And that's why the child comes out crying. And by the way, before I continue with the hadith, you can see how much Shaitan hates human beings. From the moment you're born, he stabs you. As soon as you come out, he stabs. And he hates humanity so much. And subhanAllah, who would like to harm? Who would want to harm such a lovely child? But this shows you the evilness and the wickedness of shaitan. And it shows you how foolish humans are when they follow shaitan. الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوا عدوا Like Ibrahim ibn Adam has given us advice. He said, shaitan is your enemy, so take him as an enemy. He's our enemy. From day one, he's our enemy, and we should take him as our enemy. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ الْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا He is betraying the son of Adam. This happens to every child. There's an exception of two. Who are they? Who are the ones who were not stabbed by shaitan? Maryam and Isa. Maryam and Isa are the only exceptions. Shaitan has stabbed every child that was born. With the exception of Maryam and Isa, shaitan did not stab them. Why? because of the dua of the mother of Maryam, وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. And I seek refuge with you, Allah, for her and for her offspring from shaitan. So the mother said, Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you to save my child and her offspring from shaitan. So her child is Maryam, and who's the offspring of Maryam? Isa, and it stopped right there. There was no other offspring. So these are the only two who were excluded from this stabbing of shaitan. Rasulullah ﷺ says, when he wanted to stab Isa, ذهب يطعن في الحجاب. الحجاب is the diaphragm. That's الحجاب. So Isa عليه السلام and Maryam were saved from this stabbing of shaitan. By the way, even though Christianity claims to be the religion of Isa, they are missing many of the details of the life of Isa to start with. And this is one thing that is missing. The issue of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved Maryam and Isa in their birth. And another thing that is missing, and it's one of the best or the most wonderful miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Sayyidina Isa, is يتكلم في المهد, speaking at birth. This is not mentioned in the Bible. And this is a knowledge that the people who claim to follow Isa don't even know, that Isa spoke when he was born. And these are some of the miracles of Isa that were mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فتقبلها ربها بقبول حسن وأنبتها نباتا حسنا. So her Lord accepted her with goodly acceptance. He made her grow in a good manner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who was growing up Maryam in a very good way. And this is a proof and an evidence that Maryam, since her birth until the end of her life, was always righteous, was always taken care of by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and was always on the straight path. This is Sayyidatina Maryam, Mary. And it's very important to note the fact that throughout her life, why? Because the Jews accused Maryam. They accused her of zina. They accused her of fornication. And they do not see Isa as being a legitimate child. And they accuse her of sleeping with the carpenter and all of these made-up, fabricated stories. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the contrary, that Maryam, Mary, since her birth until the end of her life, was always a Siddiqah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called her Siddiqah in Quran. Siddiqah is an extreme form of righteousness, or it's a high level of righteousness due to an extreme form of Siddiq, truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many ayat and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in many ahadith told us about the virtues of Siddiq, truth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Siddiq, truth, leads to righteousness, and righteousness leads to paradise. And the man would continue saying the truth until he's written in the names of Allah, written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as being a Siddiq. The more truth you say and the more truthful you are, the closer you are to this status, this station of Siddiq. And the best or the most prominent type of truth is being truthful with Allah. There's different forms of truth. Truth with the creation, truth with yourself, and then there's truth with Allah. The highest of all is the truth with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you are true with your covenant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does that mean? When you say that you are a Muslim, truth with Allah means that you are true in that claim and you fulfill all of the terms of the contract between you and Allah. Because we have a contract between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the highest level of truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the Sahaba that they are men. صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. They have been truthful in their covenant with Allah. They gave Allah bay'ah. صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Ahd is a contract, or ahd is a promise between you and Allah. The Sahaba gave Allah a promise. They gave Allah they have a contract between them and Allah. And that contract is that they are going to worship nobody but Allah, and that they are going to give Nusra, victory, to the religion of Allah. And they have fulfilled the terms of that contract. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them, they are men whom fulfilled and have been truthful with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأُمُّهُ صَدِّيقَةٌ. When Allah was talking about Sayyidina Isa, Jesus, Allah said, and his mother was a Siddiqah. So she have reached this level. And what is the next level above Siddiq? Nabi. That's the highest it could get. And then after that, you get into prophethood. So we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا. She was taken care of by Zakariyah. Ibn Kathir says that Jumhur al-Ulama, the majority of the scholars, say that Maryam is the sister-in-law of Zakariyah. So the wife of Zakariyah, her name is Ashia', and Maryam is her sister. Some other scholars say that she's his niece, because they say that Ashia' actually is the sister of the mother of Maryam. So there's a bit of a difference of opinion here, but it's an irrelevant difference of opinion. But we know that they are relatives. Zakariyah is the one who took care of her. The way this happened, and just to refresh your memory again, that Imra'at Imran, the mother of Maryam, she said, I'm giving whatever I'm going to deliver to the service of Al-Masjid. The Jews had this law or tradition that they would devote some men entirely and completely to take care of Al-Masjid, to service the Masjid, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And this role was for men. But they accepted Maryam even though she was a woman. When she was very young, her mother handed her over to the care keepers of Al-Masjid. Because she came from this noble and blessed family, and by the way, the family of Al-Imran are the descendants of Dawood alayhi salam. Because she is from this blessed family, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمْ ونوح وآل إبراهيم وآل عمران. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have chosen Adam and Nuh and the family of Ibrahim and the family of Imran over all mankind. So this is a very blessed family. Due to the fact that they are a very blessed and noble family among their people, Bani Israel, the children of Israel, everyone wanted to take care of Maryam. Everyone wanted that honor. So all of these men who are the keepers of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa are disputing among themselves who would have the honor of taking care of Maryam to raise her up, because you have to go through training to take care of the Masjid. So they were competing on who would get the honor of having Maryam so that they could train her for the position of being a caretaker of Al-Masjid. They couldn't solve the dispute, so they ended up casting lots. They used to cast lots. And by the way, this is something that the nations before used to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has replaced us with something better. And what is that? Salatul Istikhara. The nations before, they didn't know about Salatul Istikhara. This is something reserved for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they had to cast lots.